Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Going for flames now.
A bit of cake, so.
Do you want to queue up first?
Yeah, this.
Hey, Shay.
I'm not in. Anybody inside now?
Sorry, that's Shane Bourne, that's not one of the disc jockeys. On the weekend. This
is Peter Grove is my name.
Yeah, that's Peter.
Leon.
And Leon.
Leon's from the hospital right now. He's down with him.
Doing a bit of messy about.
Yeah. Shall we wait till the next thing?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Hutton was edited up, obviously. Hutton was edited up, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the studio now of Radio Dublin. I don't know whether this is the permanent studio or you're on the move or something.
We're on the move at the moment.
Yeah, what's your name?
Aidan J.
And you're on at the air at the moment.
That's right, 2 to 4.
Yeah. What wavelength does Radio
Dublin? We're on 253, 1188 kilohertz.
Yeah.
On the medium wave, and shortly we're going on to VHF.
Oh, great. Well, your record's almost coming to an end. I'll leave you to do this link.
29 minutes to 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and a warm Thursday it is too. And it's nice to be famous. All sorts of people in the studio. There's even a man going around with a tape recorder. We go back into our chart, and this week's number 15. It's a drop of 5 places for Boney M. And from an album called Oceans of Fantasy, We've Gotta Go Home.
Everybody's calling stations like these pirate stations. What in fact is the loophole, shall I say, in the law that allows broadcasting like this to go on?
Well, at the moment, the law stands. It was made in 1926, so it's a little bit out of date. They didn't expect this type of thing to catch on. Pirate radio started, really, in Dublin about 13 years ago. With Radio Dublin, they were broadcasting about a mile radius. And then 2.5 years ago, it caught on in a bigger way. People started to listen. More people started demanding a service other than the national service, which was in catering for the younger needs of the people. So we got together and we started broadcasting full time, and then the advertising started to flow in, and we're on the air now 7 days a week, 20.5 hours a day. And well, the loophole states that you're allowed to possess a transmitter, but you're not allowed to broadcast. And if you're caught broadcasting, the maximum fine is £50. So obviously, if you're £50, you can continue broadcasting. It's no problem setting up the gear again, because it's given back to you after a short while.
Yeah.
So that's basically the loophole.
Uh-huh. Dare I mention it, what impact has RTE2 had on you?
Well, not a lot in the Dublin area. We've been fortunate ourselves and the other competitors. It's had a big effect on the country regions, the country pirates. In fact, one of them had to close down. Sligo Radio closed down there about a month ago, but the other's still operating. And basically, a lot of the requests, if you're listening into them, you'll hear that they're from the country regions. Not a lot from Dublin. And older people from Dublin are tending to listen in. We still have the youth, and we're still very popular.
Yeah. Well, what sort of coverage would you have, really? Just the Dublin area? You wouldn't go much beyond that.
The Isle of Man are listening on quite a regular basis, we're told.
Really?
We get quite a lot of mail from there. We get reception reports from as far away as Germany. In fact, we had one, whether we don't know it's true or not, but the postal mark and everything, from a guy in India. So whether he's got some magnificent aerial and he's tuning into us, we just don't know. But in Ireland itself, we reach as far as Wexford, and up north we go up as far as Dundalk. So we're covering wide area.
Yeah. How long do you reckon you'll be able to continue?
Well, we're hoping to go well into next year. The legislation is supposed to be on the way in October. We can fight that until Christmas, January, and then we're going to review the situation and see what happens about whether they're bringing in legal local radio. And when they bring that in, well, our battle is over. We've won.
Yeah. Okay, I wish you the best of luck then.
Thank you very
much.
Thank
you.
Fine.